That's enough. Stop putting on a tough guy front around your friends! Subaru Natsuki! Your head is nothing but a big jumbled mess now, and you have no idea what you're going to do, right? You get into situations where you have to reach out and help, but your arms and mind are both too weak to reach far enough, so all you ever end up doing is wasting precious time and desperately flailing around! Do you hear me talking to you? If you do, then say something!
What the hell was that for?
Looks like you finally managed to lose your temper, but you paid no attention to your footing. I guess that pretty much sums you up perfectly, doesn't it? Pathetic.
Oh, yeah?
That's really all the strength you're able to muster up, isn't it? Now, putting on an act for a girl that you care about is fine. And you can do the same thing with a girl who likes you, too. Nobody would disagree. But that is it. That's as far as it goes. Deep down, you know that you're just not good enough. You know you can't reach, don't you? You want to impress that girl you like, don't you? And be someone the girl who likes you can be proud of now, don't you? Then why? Why don't you ever try and accept help from someone? Someone who's truly your friend.
I did that. I tried. I reached out to somebody for help, but it still didn't work.
Okay. But you didn't ask me. As far as I can recall, you never have.
Well, the thing is... My head is just full of knots. It's overloaded with stuff that you wouldn't believe if I told you. And honestly, I don't even know how to begin.
Just start talking. I'll listen until you finish.
Yeah, but... if I do that, then...
Stop it! What did I tell you about putting up a front? If you have the time to overcomplicate all these thoughts in your head, then go ahead and spit them out!
Easy for you to say, but I can't...
Spit out each one of those knots! And when you're finished, just tell me to believe every single word! Cause that's what friends do!
Alright. You might not believe me, but...
Roswell!
We need to make a bet. One where the stakes are my wish and yours, all on the line!
I must admit, I'm more than a bit surprised to see you. I certainly didn't expect to do so again in this life.
Let's consider this wager to be our final showdown. I'm gonna rescue the sanctuary and the mansion in this loop. No matter what it takes, I'll do it. I'll throw a wrench into every damn one of your plans!
You want to start over now when you have me in check. But, in doing so, you would leave behind your only power.
Being able to start over and being able to save them are different things. You and I were both too arrogant. As far as I'm concerned, this power isn't even all that useful.
Fine, I'll bite. If you say this is the last time, what is it you want from me?
Actually, my demands are plain and simple. If I manage to save both the sanctuary and the mansion, you'll ditch that book and come with me. Emilia will be the new ruler. I can make this happen, but I'm gonna need your help to do it.
Ridiculous. What you're suggesting here is absolutely warped. How could you ever forgive what I-
If this hinged on me forgiving you, I wouldn't even ask, because there's no way in hell I'll ever do that. Instead, I'll have to learn to bury that to get what I want. Up until this point, nothing deadly has happened at all. So if I solve things this time, get it?
How can such an idea be so convenient?
Hey, come on! I love convenient ideas! Amelia's gonna do her best to become the next ruler, and I'll be by her side to congratulate her. I want you to be there as a part of her entourage. That will be mandatory, of course.
You really expect to fulfill your desire without letting go of anything? Furthermore, you're saying that my involvement is necessary and insist on including me in the foundation for the future? You can see it, can't you?
See what?
The audacity to believe that you can have it all. The utter greed of that solution.
Your enemy has become the strongest card in play here. Is that still not enough for you?
For my love,
no matter how you may fight it or what you have in mind, you cannot break through this. With Miss Amelia unable to stand, the barrier will remain. The sanctuary will be covered in snow, and the mansion will become a bloodbath.
Uh-huh. That ought to make the sight of you crying even better.
I see now. You make a good point. It isn't the worst idea in the world to start laying some groundwork for the next me.
If you're willing to admit that, does it mean you're agreeing to the bet? Well, since it looks like things are all settled, I can get started.
Oh, Subaru. The snow in the sanctuary and the attack on the mansion begin in 3 days. Do try your hardest to fight it and fail miserably.
Whatever you say. Put your face on! I've gotten used to the clown makeup and you're throwing off my game. That's two clowns at the mercy of fate. I say we fight this out fair and square.
How are things going with that conspiracy you're plotting with your friend?
What about you? Have you come to accept what it is that Roswell's doing?
I think you should know the answer. There's only one thing I value above all else. And there will never be anything to alter that. Understand? So don't bother waiting around for me to change my mind.
You know what they say, never say never.
Enough, be quiet. You've placed your hopes in Miss Amelia?
Yes, I have. I believe in her.
She still hasn't been able to figure out why she's been struggling. And until then, the outcome won't change.
We've already strayed from what's written in the book. Roswell's free now, understand? She actually gave me some advice. Hold on, she doesn't like me too, does she?
Now don't just go and blurt out something like that. Cause if she heard what you said about her, she'd be furious. Besides, with Miss Rom working with the Margrave, doesn't that make you two enemies?
Wait, Rom's my enemy?
Never crossed your mind, huh? Well, I see how deeply you trust her now. So, what happened with the Margrave himself?
Everything's set. Our wager is officially on.
That's good to hear. Of course, I don't think he's ever lost at anything before in his entire life, so I was pretty sure he'd agree. But now, for the next step.
Oh yeah, right. Garfield. Before that, there's something I'd like to look into first.
Okay, sounds good. And I'll continue on with my part of the plan. But, what about Miss Amelia?
I won't be able to rely on your help with that one. Honestly, I can't even rely on myself. I haven't even scratched the surface of what's hurting her. Maybe I'm a little scared of what I'll find.
Oh, there's no doubt of that. So don't even try to play that one off.
Hey, easy.
Tell me, are you prepared to scratch the surface this time and go deeper?
Well, at the very least, I am prepared to ask her about it. Unlike Garfield, I don't have to worry about dying.
That's dark. Guess I'm not sure if I should laugh at that or not.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, you've always been a risk-taker, right?
I suppose so. But taking on a bet without even considering my odds of winning? That's a first for me.
I thought you'd be here, Ryuzu. Guess I was right.
That's rather peculiar. You talk like someone who already knows me remarkably well.
You're right about that. I'd say I know just about everything. Even what your goal is here.
Then I suppose the one young Ross was waiting for was you.
Oh yeah, sorry. That old thing's been called off.
Huh?
Anyway, I'm in the middle of a huge showdown with Roswell now. I want it to end in a way that's good for everybody, which is why I'm here. And I was hoping you'd help me.
Why not use your authority as an apostle to demand my assistance?
I don't want to rely on that.
Huh?
Listen, I came out here to talk to you, one-on-one.
Young men are so quick to put on a tough front. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, basically, I guess you could say the two of us are in an argument about liberating the Sanctuary. I know that you're against it, but I still thought your insight would be helpful to me.
You think I am opposed to freeing the Sanctuary?
Huh? Wait a minute, are you saying you're not? Seriously? You've got to be kidding me! Then why did you...
Though your suspicions are not entirely misguided...
What?
Tell me, what is your opinion of young Gar?
Well, frankly, I don't think there's a way to avoid clashing with him.
I see.
Although, I haven't given up yet. Maybe when everything's behind us, we can still be friends in spite of all that. At least it's what I'd prefer anyway. So to try and make that happen, I'd like to find out some more about him.
I must say you were quite skilled at deceiving the elderly, young Sue. I believe you asked the witch about me, did you not? Regarding the copies of Ryuzu Mare, and possibly even the purpose of creating them in the first place.
She told me about the immortality experiment, and that you Ryuzus were the successful cases for it.
To this very day, I protect and oversee the crystal that creates the copies. The four of us alternate bearing the role of supervisor. That has been our arrangement.
Right, I did hear about the first four, which means that the other three besides you must be... My name is Subaru Natsuki. What's yours? Your full name.
Yes. My name is Ryuzu Arma, and I am one of the first four copies.
Arma?
I am Ryuzu Bilma.
First Ryuzu I ran into called herself Bilma. I know that you never intended to hide things from me, but I don't understand. Why go through all the hassle?
Our bodies are not like yours, made of flesh and blood. They are made of artificial oud, clothed in mana. Any task consumes that mana, making continuous activity for a full day impossible.
So, in other words, you're like the spirits then, and that's why the four of you need to keep alternating. But are you okay with that?
You are very kind to ask, young Sue. However, there is an exception. One of the first four, Ryuzu Shima, is not quite the same as the rest of us.
Ryuzu Shima?
I will tell no one. You have my word on the name of Ryuzu Shima. About 10 years ago, she caused quite a problem. She was removed from the role of supervisor and is now living in the forest with the other copies. For that reason, three of us fulfill the supervisor role now.
So what did she do exactly?
She violated the contract with the witch who created us by entering the graveyard. Her goal was to bring back young Gar when he broke the rules by attempting to face the trial and did not return. I have not seen Shima once since she was stripped of her duty. But it would be no surprise if young Gar has been meeting with her, with whom he shares memories that we do not.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
I'm referring to the past that young Gar saw in the graveyard trial. Are you aware of the circumstances surrounding his family situation?
Well, I know that Frederica is his sister, but they have different fathers. And since she has less non-human blood, she left the Sanctuary 10 years ago. Tell me, why did you leave the Sanctuary?
I suppose I wanted to try and set things in motion. I wanted to create an opportunity, and give all the people there the option to leave once the barrier was broken. I needed to make a place for them.
At least that's what she told me. Wait a minute, did the past that Garfield saw involve the time she left?
I don't think so. I believe what he saw was most likely the moment that young Gar and Fred were left behind by their mother when she departed from this place.
That poor Garfield is pitifully dim-witted, and he's petrified of the outside world.
So he's against liberating the Sanctuary because of what his mother did, choosing the outside. It's his bitterness from being abandoned?
The boy has chosen to refer to himself as Garfield Tinsel. That is his mother's family name. I believe he goes by that name so he will not ever forget her. Whether it was done out of anger or out of sadness, however, is something most likely known only to him and to Shima.
Amelia, you here? Where'd she...
Subaru?
What are you doing down there? You're just gonna get dirty.
Oh, I'm a restless sleeper. I'm sorry, that's a lie. The truth is, I couldn't get to sleep. But don't worry, because I'll be sure to get plenty of rest by tonight, okay?
It's almost noon already, though. Are you talking about sleeping till it's nighttime? Come on, Mealy. That's pretty slothful.
The way you said that, it just gives me a really weird feeling. You can be so mean. Oh, thank you.
Now listen, I want to know if you feel up to telling me exactly what it is you saw during the trial. I make no guarantee you'll feel better talking about all this, but still, if you do, we'll worry about it together. Now, I'm not sure that I can be of any help, but would you give me the right to fight the same enemies you do?
Subaru, you always have so much faith in me. I'll try. The past that I saw, I think it was a memory from before I went to sleep. I'm almost positive that I never told you this, but for quite a long time I was frozen in ice.
I don't understand. You...
For years, I was out there in the forest, frozen and alone. That is, until Puck found me and got me out. If he hadn't come along and saved me, there's no telling how long I would have stayed like that.
How long had it been?
Since I was 6 or 7, we all lived in the forest together before it froze, I think.
You think?
The time before my rescue is just kind of a blur.
And what about your family?
I don't remember my family being in the forest. But there was someone who was like a mother. Huh, hold on. My mother?
Calm down. Take it slow. What do you remember? Please tell me about it.
They were like me. Frozen in ice. I lived in that same forest with Puck. We were waiting there for all of them to wake up. But that day never came. So I finally left, and then joined in the Royal Selection.
What does the forest have to do with the Royal Selection?
It was Roswell. He made me a promise.
If you succeed in taking the throne, perhaps I can find a way to thaw the ice that encases this forest.
Does that make you think less of me? All the other candidates who are participating, they all seem to have such solid goals and resolutions in mind. But my reason is something that's very personal.
So, is that the selfish reason you were talking about before? There's nothing bad about wanting to rescue others, especially the ones you care about. Whether it's a lot of people or just a select few, it doesn't make the gesture any less noble.
Yeah. Thanks, Subaru. I appreciate it.
Amelia? Those memories still buried in her mind, do they hold some clue to getting through the trial? Maybe she can't remember, but if I ask someone who does... Sorry, but I have to. Come on, you didn't have to go that far, did you?
Oh, I don't know. It seems like you're a bit on the needy side, so I'm a little scared to let you stay next to Leah. Should I erase you?
Don't just say that like it's no big deal!
Anyway, you should know that she's been really sad lately. Ever since her pet-slash-family member ran off.
Well, I didn't exactly run off. I've always been a part of her. It was good of you to call me, though. And I have to say, that made me feel happy, Subaru.
Amelia!
Did you have another scary dream?
You're back! Thank goodness! Now where have you been? I was so worried about you! Please don't ever disappear like that again, okay? Hey,
Is it just me, or do I look a little smaller than usual? Suppose my limit came up faster than I thought. But I was consciously trying to break our contract, so I guess it makes sense that I'd lose my greatest strengths as a spirit.
Wait a second. Break our what are you saying, Puck?
I've been right here by your side for quite some time now. I couldn't talk to you about this before due to personal reasons and because of your own problems. But just know from this moment on...
No, wait! Please don't do this! This is terrible, Puck! The stone where you live!
I'm really sorry, Leah. I wish I could explain everything to you, but there just isn't enough time. As much as it hurts me, I'm entrusting you to somebody who cares about you almost as much as I do.
What? What are you saying? There's no one... There's no one who...
Leah, it's time for me to break the contract between the two of us. I'm truly sorry this is so one-sided. But once I'm gone, the seal on your memories will be lifted. Remembering them will most likely make you very sad. You'll want to cry more than you do right now.
Amelia, I love you so very, very much.
Yes, it's beginning now. Leah, please remember, I love you more than anyone in the whole world.
Miss Amelia fell unconscious?
Uh-huh. Seems the spirit user's spirit left her high and dry. I wouldn't really care, but if it drives her so nuts that she misses the trial, then what good is she to us?
Do not say such things. This is a matter of the heart, so it makes me sad for her. Show some empathy. Incidentally, Youngar, about young Sue.
The dude who's covered in miasma?
Indeed. I know what I said a bit earlier, but he does not appear to have any connection with the witch.
I don't know about that. Get to bed, you doddering old hag. A Rudy that stays up all night will regret having short legs, you know.
Amelia, are you okay?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. And if not, then I want to believe I'll be just fine in the morning.
Anyway, don't worry about it too much. If there's anything I can do, well, I can't offer a lot, but what's mine is yours. Amelia?
Please, just hold my hand. And would you mind staying here until morning? It might help. If you do, I think I'm sorry. Hate to ask, but would you?
If that's what you want, then it's not a problem for me at all. In the morning, you'll be feeling much better, okay? I believe in you, Mealy.
Amelia! I'm sorry, sweet girl. I'm so very sorry. All the people who told you that kind lie, that they wanted to protect you. I hope you won't hate them. Emilia, I love you more than anything. Mother Fortuna, I know you're a liar. Puck, you're also a liar. And Subaru, you lied to me too.
Did you find her?
No.
Where are you?
Huh? Hey, Miss Amelia!
Are you there, Miss Amelia?
Rom, what's going on?
Tell me, do you know where Miss Amelia went?
What do you mean?
She's disappeared from the sanctuary without a trace. Now everybody's splitting up to try and search for her.
All right then, I guess I need to start looking around too. Old hag, you awake? Everyone's out searching for the princess, and someone might come by looking for her, so you better go. Come on, where are you? Hey, old hag! Something about this doesn't feel right. Old hag, you in here? Damn it, she's not here either. Wait a minute, don't tell me. Is that you?
I'm sorry to have to be the one to disappoint you. But a friend of mine asked for some help. I realize that it's only a small role, but I've set out to play it.
What's this about?
In truth, I had planned to talk things over with you here.
Yeah, talk what things over?
Well, actually, I wanted to speak to you about a few things, along with Ryuzu. That is, with Miss Shima in attendance. However, I really wasn't expecting everything that happened this morning with Miss Amelia. That being said, all kinds of conspiratorial plans have been laid out already. So now that the host of the banquet is away, how'd you like to play the host instead?
Wanted to protect you.
I'm so sorry.
Please don't hate that.
All the people who told you that kind
of thing. I love you so much.
Good. I finally found you.
Subaru?
All right, Mealy. Listen. We need to talk.